Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
The ensemble of string quartet is like the perfect ensemble. Chamber music was based around it for, you know, there's a reason. It's just a fantastic instrument. But the idea in people's head of what a string quartet is what we were trying to get away from.
A cello, a viola, and two violins represent a standard in classical music and have for some 200 years. The quartet Ethel is well-schooled in those tools, but uses them instead to break the mold. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The musical outlook of Ethel draws from Juilliard training and the life of a performer in New York City, where everything from the classical to the avant-garde is fair game. But you've got to have the chops to pull it off. That's no problem for the band's four members, Neil, Ralph, Dorothy, and Mary, who bring world-class musicianship to the table. But they also add technology and improv into the barrier-free mix. Getting the Ethel experience firsthand was FUV's Vince Scelsa, and before jumping into the performance himself, he asked the foursome about their one single name.
E-T-H-E-L. Where does the name come from?
Well, we needed a name, and we were thinking it was pretty dull to name a group something quartet or something new music group or blah, blah, blah. And so we thought, well, we'll just name it, like rock bands and rock singers, just Lulu or whatever. So we were trying to think of a name, and Sally and Billy weren't working. And I started thinking about the movie Shakespeare in Love. It popped into my head in one of these sessions. And in the movie, Shakespeare was writing a play, and there was a farcical play called Romeo and Ethel, the Pirate's Daughter.
Yeah, right.
It seemed like Ethel was looking for a place because she kind of got kicked out of that movie.
Yeah,
she lost her spot. You know, Juliet came in instead, and so Ethel showed up at our house.
Love watching the four of you play because you're always looking at each other. There's no conductor in an ensemble like this. It seems to me that a musician in a small group like this has to have like total and complete faith and trust in the other musicians, and you sort of almost after a while begin to read each other's minds, don't you?
Well, we like it when that happens. But what's really fantastic is when you know the piece well enough that you can be spontaneous and just be able to adjust at the same time.
You're not talking about changing anything, though, do you?
Well,
Do you jam?
Yeah.
Like,
do you?
Well, for example, that tune that we just played, I wrote in a couple places for Mary and myself to improvise. So in the middle, when we're playing those solos, that's different every time.
That's Ethel, with Vince Scelsa on Shaker Egg, performing an improvised tune called Vin's Jig. For more exclusive interviews from FUV Studio A, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.